Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. Sam Bashiri, welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, man. I know that the listeners are going to get so much value from today's show. So for those that don't know who you are, Sam, do you want to give them a bit of a summary of what you do, a bit about your background, and then we'll get stuck into some of the questions that I've got for you today, which I know is going to, like I said, bring a lot of value to the listener.
Sure. I'm 41 years old. Came here to Australia as a 10-year-old with my mum and sister. I got into IT at a young age, around the age of 25, 26. And started my own business back in 2005 called Broadband Solutions. There was a niche in the market back then about, there was a couple of players that were mainly focusing on the business or residential, but there was no one that was focused on customer service. So there's a bit of a niche in the market there. I saw that and I started Broadband Solutions with $1,000 15 years ago, and we're still kicking on and going.
And when you started it, so for those that don't know what Broadband Solutions is, what was the purpose of the business and what do you do?
So it's a telecommunications provider, so we provide internet and telephony services to business SMEs, corporates. The main verticals we focus on now are hospitality, so we look after 80% of all the hotels in Australia. We also have our own network in Australia, New Zealand, and now in Singapore, and we're about to finalize our expansion to Vietnam. So we're a telecommunication and software provider.
Unreal. And when you did you go to uni?
Yeah, I did go to uni. I was a uni dropout. I actually went to La Trobe University. I did that for a year. I did a double degree in engineering, electrical engineering and computing. I dropped out of there, and then I went to Swinburne. I did a number of years in information technology at Swinburne, and for me, uni wasn't really for me. I wasn't really learning what I wanted to. For me, it was about really being an entrepreneur and starting a business. I always wanted to do that, and I wasn't really getting those skill sets at university. So I just decided to drop out and start my own business.
So I know you think about a number of different career paths, such as, say, for example, a lawyer or a doctor, whatever, and there's just no two ways about it. You have to go to university and get your degree to be able to practice it. But you hear guys like Gary Vee talk a lot now about how, college in the US and university here may not necessarily be the best path to getting that to be able to do the job that you want to do. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of systems and processes in place growing up. You're taught that you grow old, you get to primary school, high school. As a transition, you go to university. After that, you get married, you have kids, and you live your life, and you go as a nine.
Laid out step by step.
Yeah, it is. And as human beings, we follow that because that's what we're taught. Our parents teach us that. But really, there's no set rules. It's what works for you, And one of the things that I've learned throughout my life is that if you're not passionate about something, whether it's business, university, or whatever it is, you shouldn't pursue it. So you got to really focus and pursue on things that you're passionate about. And you only know that. And, sometimes, and also growing up as a kid, your teachers, or people ask you, what do you want to do? Where do you want to be? How do you know that as an 18 or 17 year old? I didn't know until I was 25 or 26 what I wanted to do. Right? So it's difficult. It's not easy to know what you want to do. But once you tap into it, it's all about something that you're really passionate about and you enjoy, because if you do that, then you're actually not working a day in your life. You're really pushing your passion.
Yeah, and so you said you started Broadband Solutions in 2005.
Yeah.
2019, now you still love it just as much? Still, the drive's still just the same?
Yeah, look, it really is. We've had a lot of opportunities where we could have sold our business and walked away. But I really, we've decided not to because, we're quite blessed with technology. It's constantly changing. So we're in an industry that's constantly changing and new opportunities are coming up every day. So it's about, staying focused and being good and true at what you do, but also seeing what other opportunities are out there in terms of technology and bringing them on board.
Mm.
So it's almost like you're always, every couple of years, you're starting all over again with new technology coming out, which is quite exciting.
And if you're not, you're getting left behind.
Exactly right, yeah.
Sam, what's your definition of success?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the answer to that constantly changes as you grow up.
Mm.
As a young man, the definition of success is wealth.
Money.
And people say money's evil, money's bad, shouldn't follow money. Why is it bad? Why is it evil? But as you grow up, your circumstances change and your life changes. So if you ask me today, as you have, what is my definition of success? My definition of success is happiness and being content.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be in a position to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why the answer, I guess,
yeah.
changes constantly. But for me, it's about being happy. And being happy with who you are as a person, and being happy with what you're doing, and being happy with your surroundings.
Yeah.
And as long as you're happy, everything else works out.
Mm. Now, when you first started your business, or even I guess before you started the business, you're obviously in a very different position than what you're in now. You know, you've got some extremely, extremely nice cars. I'm looking right now at a Rolex that, don't be surprised if it's off your wrist by the time the podcast is done. You know, did you ever dream of being in the position that you're in now? And now that you're in that position, I guess it kind of leads on to my question after that is what's your long-term goal now? Because obviously in terms of financially, you're doing extremely well. So then how do you then stay focused on actually, you know, improving and not just get, I guess, complacent with where you're at?
Yeah, look, I never ever in my wildest dreams imagined I'll go on the journey that I have through my life. Come here as a refugee, as a 10-year-old, and you know, not being able to speak a word of English, not going to the best schools growing up, and not having my dad while I was growing up, you know, for a number of years because he was back in Iran. I would have never imagined in a million years I'd be where I am today.
Yeah.
But I always believed in myself, you know, I always backed myself, and you know, now for me, the position that I'm in today, it allows me to help others, you know. Yeah. You know, talking on podcasts such as yours and other podcasts and everything else that I do in the media, it's not about talking about what I have and all that. It's really about showcasing to the young generation and motivating other people. It's really about, if I was able to do it with all the adversity that I went through in my life, anybody can really do it, right? I have a saying that I always say, it's not the smart ones that win, it's the persistent ones. For me, it's about not giving up and being persistent, you know. You got to know what you want in life, and you got to really know who you are as a person.
Know your purpose.
You know, you have to know your purpose, exactly, and you can't lie to yourself. When you look in the mirror, you know who you are, you know what you're good at, you know what you're good at.
Yeah.
And you got to, you know, as you do well in business, you got to, you know, invest in yourself as a person.
Yeah.
You got to educate yourself, you got to invest in yourself, you know, because you're the biggest, your most important investment.
Right?
So for me these days, it's really about being a philanthropist, giving back as much as I can, and, you know, and seeing the young generation and, you know, helping them and growing, you know, their businesses and entrepreneurship ideas.
Unreal. And in terms of your business, what's the long-term goal at the moment? Is there something that you're kind of working towards?
Yeah.
Where do you see the company in, say, 5 years' time?
Yeah, look, so over the last 2 years, I've stepped away as a CEO of the business. So I have a CEO that runs the company on a daily basis. I work on special projects, so there's a number of special projects that we're currently working on. So one of it is just about, we're about to finalize, which is our launch into Vietnam. So basically, we're going to be launching our phone system, which we built in-house, which is a cloud PABX phone system, which is, you know, can be used by hotels and corporates and even a lot of startups. So we're actually working on a project where startups can basically, starting a business, you know, you go get a domain name and a telephone number and an email address. So basically what you can do is you can jump online, create a phone system online within 10 minutes and have a phone number and be able to take and make calls and also have all the functionality of a voicemail or IVR and all that kind of stuff. So I'm working on that with a number of young entrepreneurs. We're going to be, you know, really pushing that through social media, but also in terms of our expansion to Vietnam into hospitality and education. Other than that, it's about really, you know, currently being in Australia, New Zealand, and Singapore, but it's about how do we take our business and make it a global business. And what we've done is we've taken our infrastructure and we've migrated to Amazon, which is AWS, their infrastructure in the world. And basically what that means is that you could be anywhere in the world and you can download our software and use our phone system as if it's a local phone system, which gives you better quality.
Unreal.
So we're moving more from a telco side to a service provider, software provider. So that's what I'm working on currently. There's always so much to do. It never ends, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You take half a day off and then you come back and it's the minute
to do. 2 weeks long.
Yeah, and I love that. You know, that's what keeps me going. You know, it's always exciting. It's always interesting. There's so much to do. So there's a lot on the plate at the moment.
You mentioned before that, you know, every few years it's like you're almost starting out again, and if you don't keep up the times, you get left behind. is there certain platforms that you look to stay on top of all that stuff? Is there certain people, or do you have mentors, or have you had mentors in the past that have helped you with that type of stuff?
Yeah, look, our mentors are quite important, you know. But mentors are hard to tap into. How do you find a mentor, you know? Yeah, it's not easy to just go up to someone that's done really well and just, you know, approach them, you know. They're going to know you. And I went through that process. I went through that process probably 6-7 years ago, where I was at a place where, you know, we had got to a certain amount of growth, and all they knew what I knew. I was a sales person. I never ran a business, right? So I grew the business, and it's like, okay, wow, now we've got a great business. How do we do it? How do we employ, you know, 20, 30 people? How do we, you know, do this? How do we do that? So I reached out to a number of people, got a mentor. It's one of the best things I ever did. I used to touch base just over a coffee and just have a chit chat about what we're doing. So for me, like, one of the things that I currently mainly work on is really working with young kids. It's actually quite interesting because you see the young generation, and they're in the forefront of technology. So I spend a lot of my time with the young kids, and because they're the ones that have the latest ideas. They're the ones that are, you know, doing Instagram and Facebook and all those things, right? It's funny, like, you know, when IT was around, I remember, like, when my parents couldn't start a computer, I said, how silly can they be? How do they not know how to do a computer? And in my age, at 41, I missed the whole Instagram and Facebook phase, right? So you get left behind unless you tap into the young generation and see what those guys are doing, because they're the ones that are hungry. They're the ones that have all the ideas, right?
And that's where the attention is.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They're the ones that know what the latest trends are. So I spend a lot of my time with them.
Yeah.
At the same time as I'm mentoring them, I'm actually learning a lot from them myself, which helps me to come up with new ideas.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then obviously, in terms of, you know, the clients that I work with, we work a lot on goal setting. So I'm big on daily goals, short-term, long-term goals. And when you speak about long-term goals, I think it's really important to, one, kind of reverse engineer how you're actually going to arrive there, and two, have some short-term, or I guess smaller goals along the way to be able to recognize and celebrate, and then move on to that next goal to eventually achieve the ultimate success, whatever that may be. So how much of an importance do you put on setting smaller goals, or I guess short-term goals that you can work towards to keep you motivated for that big end result?
Yeah, look, it's really important. You got to keep yourself motivated, and you got to reward yourself as well. And, you know, for me, it's about, you know, what we do in our business, we do budgets for 6 months, 12, 24, 36 months, and we go through on a monthly basis. We have management meetings where we sit down and look at our forecasting and budgeting and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, we know what we're working on, and we set certain goals and certain timelines by when we should be finishing what. And we celebrate it. Yeah. It's really important to celebrate your wins, right?
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, you know, oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, let's keep it quiet. Let's celebrate it. You know, you work hard. You gotta celebrate your wins. Mm. You gotta make sure that, you know, if you're not winning, you got to make sure you learn why you didn't make those goals.
Yeah.
Because they're as important as actually hitting your goals is why you didn't hit those goals. Why didn't you achieve
it? Not making the same mistakes over again. Yeah,
exactly. And for me, it's about really staying consistent and being focused and actually just focusing on what you're working on. Because, you know, I get poached in so many times about different opportunities on a weekly basis to do invest in this and invest in that. And a lot of them are great ideas, right? Yeah. But I stay focused and on track with what I'm working on. Because if you start working on other things, it starts to pull you away.
So
as long as you you have to have goals, but you also have to stay focused and make sure you work towards those goals.
Yeah. Unreal. And since 2005 to now, the present time, 2019, what in that time has been, I guess, your biggest failure with business, if you're happy to share?
Yeah, sure. Look, I guess my biggest failure would be, it's a great question. It would be like, I would have liked to see our business be floated by now and be, you know, a public company. But for me, unfortunately, I never had those skill sets to know how to do that over the years, right? I know how to do that now, but I didn't know how to do that 5-6 years ago. But at the same time, when I look back now, you say, well, do I need all the scrutiny that comes with having a public company, right? So for me, it's really not tapping into the right people to learn the skill sets that I wasn't required aware of or required to do what I needed to do. So my advice would be, don't be afraid and don't let your ego get in the way of actually reaching out to people, because I put a lot on myself and I like to get everything done on by myself and my team. You know, I don't like to ask for help.
Yeah.
I don't like to reach out and I don't like to ask. I just don't like asking for help, you know. But as I'm growing up, I'm learning that it's okay to ask for help.
Mm.
It is okay to reach out to people and learn.
Yeah.
So one of my businesses, I really didn't do that well over the last 5 or 10 years. But at the same time, you know, I'm happy where we are today. Yeah. So everything happens for a reason, yeah. I guess. But it's about really recognizing that and doing something about it. So.
And on the topic of failure, what's your attitude towards failure? You know, like a lot of people really let it get to them.
Yeah.
And that takes them even further off track with where they're trying to go with their goals. So, you know, I think a lot of, I guess, successful people talk about how, you know, the most successful people in the world have failed way more than what the average person ever has. Yeah. And that's why they're successful. So what's your attitude towards it?
Yeah, look, I call it my education fund. So every time I make a mistake, it goes towards my education fund, you know. I don't know how big the education fund is now, but like as long as I'm learning from it, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to make mistakes, you know. In the last 12 months, you know, with the rollout of the NBN, residential NBN, I started a new brand called Hello Broadband, where we were selling residential NBN, which is totally different to what we do. Currently, we're in a totally different market. We built that up to around 3,000-4,000 customers, which worked out to be around a couple $100,000 a month in revenue, recurring revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And due to visiting the residential market and the pricing for the NBN that's, you know, being pushed by the government, it just wasn't making money. We made a lot of losses through that business. And I look back, sit back now and look back, but the system that we built, we were able to integrate those systems into our current business.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a total failure.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I didn't do it, I would have never known for sure would this work or not.
Yeah.
I would have sat there and sat there and said, oh, well, you know, what if?
Yeah.
But, you know, thankfully I was in a position to be able to not be affected by the risks as much or by the failure. But it taught me that, you know, you got to give it a go.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you fail, it's not because you learn something from it. And it's what you take away from those failures and how you apply that to your life moving forward is what really matters.
Yeah, it comes back to that saying, you either win or you learn.
Exactly right, spot on.
In your opinion, what's some characteristics or what do you think are the most important characteristics or traits of a successful person, whether it be in business, sport, whatever it is?
You know, some things are really basic, right? Yeah. Really honesty. You know, when I do business with people, I see people, that's the first thing I look for. Honesty is the most important thing, right? If you're going to say you're going to do something, you got to do it.
Yeah.
If you can't deliver, you just put your hand up and you say you can't deliver.
Yeah.
People respect that. And people love that, right? Because, or if you make a mistake, you put your hand up and you say you made a mistake, right? So honesty and also drive and ambition, right? You don't have to be an expert in things. You know, we all... I'm not good at everything.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're actually determined and you have drive and you have ambition and you have backbone, you can go a long way, right? Because everything else can be taught.
Yeah.
And you can learn that, right? But you got to learn that you got to take your time. Everything takes time, you know. People see your success as they see, you know, the nice things you have and all that. But, you know, they don't see the last 14, 15 years hard work that went to it, right? I meet a lot of young kids and they're like, hey, I want to be a bowler. I want to have this. I want that. I was like, that doesn't exist. You know, what you see on Instagram and social media and movies, it's not real, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that are real, they've taken a long time, you know? So you've got to be able to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
And people don't want to make those sacrifices, right?
Yeah.
I remember missing my daughter's first birthday because I was on a phone call, you know, answering support calls while I had my daughter's first birthday, right?
Yeah.
So those are sacrifices that you make, and those are the ones that you make in your bedroom or your office that no one ever sees, right? And those are the moments that you miss.
Mm.
But you got to make those sacrifices to be where you are today.
Yeah, I reckon there's a lot of similarities between, like you said, the people that are just starting their businesses and want the flashy cars and the nice watches and stuff that are comparing year one for them to your year 15 or whatever it is. And it's the same with health and fitness and in terms of your physique.
Exactly.
Like they'll look at the physique, that their ideal physique they want to look like, and they'll compare themselves to that person. But what they don't know is that person's been training. They're building a foundation for years and years and years.
Spot on. And there's no shortcuts, you know. And people that do take shortcuts, whether it's in fitness or in business, they don't last.
No.
You know, you really, the most important thing is your business reputation is quite important.
Yeah.
You know, your reputation is what people, you know, respect you by and by how they look at you.
Yeah.
So if you put in the hard work and you're focused and you've got to be long-term,
yeah.
you know, you've got to be willing to say, you know, if I'm going to do this, it might take me 20 years and I might fail along the way a number of times, right? But you know what? I believe in it. I'm going to continue to do it and I'm going to persist until I get there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can't do that. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, that's, you know, give it a little bit of time, but as soon as there's a couple of failures and, you know, milestones that they don't reach, they run away.
Yeah.
You can't run away. It's like you can't run away from your problems.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to be there in the morning when you wake up. You've got to deal with them.
Yeah.
So very similar.
What importance do you put on your network or the people that you surround yourself with, whether it be friends, family, business partners, whatever it may be? How important do you think that is?
Very important. I think it's one of the most important things, right? And like, you know, it's about when you go to a private school, you network so well because of the people that are surrounded by, which is totally fine. You know, that's what I do with my kids now. But it's very important. And I think you got to surround yourself with people of similar mind. And I think for me, what's been really important is about the energy.
Yeah.
You know, I love people with great energy.
Mm.
You know, you can't fake energy.
No.
You know, you can't fake energy. You walk into a room and you see the energy that's in that room.
Yeah.
And that what pushes you up, right?
Or it either pushes you up or pulls you down.
Or pulls you down, spot on. Yeah. And you don't want to be around negative energy. So for me, it's about being with people that bring you happiness, bring you energy. And you know what? They lift you. Mm. And you know, as your friends and other people that you surround yourself with, you have a responsibility to lift each other and want the best for each other.
Yeah, that's exactly.
That's really important.
For the young entrepreneur that may be listening, or may not be young, they may be old, they may be starting out, or they may have been doing business for 10, 15, 20 years. What advice do you have to them? And I know it's a pretty open-ended question, but...
No, look, I think it's about find what you're passionate in and find what you're good at and become the best at it.
Yeah.
Right? If you become the best at what you do and what you're passionate about and what you love, you'll always be successful.
Yeah.
There's no shortcuts. You know, you gotta do the hard work. You know, there's no other secret but hard work and persistence, right? So you gotta put in... And like, you know... One of the things that I truly believe in, and you know, I talk about my story because it's a real story and what's happened, and it's just to showcase to people that life plays you certain cards. You can't help what your situation is in life.
Yeah.
And we all have our situation, our problems. But if you really, truly believe in yourself and you're a good person, I'm a big believer of karma. You're a good person. You put in the hard work. You continue to push forward. You'll make it, and you'll be able to achieve anything and everything. It's truly possible, right? But you've got to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. And I'm an example of that. And there's a lot more other more examples and more people that are more successful than me.
Yeah.
That are, you know, from different backgrounds. So take that and use it as an example. And when things are not going well, don't allow it to get to you, you know, and just keep pushing forward because time fixes everything.
Yeah, and if you don't believe in yourself, why would anyone else?
Spot on.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Sam, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thanks,
really appreciate it. Where can the listeners find you, whether it be Instagram, your website? I'll have all the links in the show notes. Yeah. But
So my Instagram's Sam Bashiri, so quite simple, and my website's sambashiri.com.au. You know, if you have any questions, anything like that, reach out. I'll be more than happy to talk to you guys.
For sure. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode with Sam. If you've enjoyed today's episode, make sure you take a screenshot on your phone right now and post it up on your Instagram story. Tag myself and Sam. We'd love to hear your feedback from today's show. As he said, if you have any questions for him, whether it be about business or about what we've chatted about today, feel free to either let me know or directly get in contact with Sam, and I'm sure he'll get back to you. So thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and I look forward to chatting to you again in next week's episode.